to Australia now. Anthony Albanese has been re-elected Prime Minister in a landslide victory there, marking a major comeback for Australia's Labour Party. Opposition leader Peter Dutton lost his seat, leaving the Liberals in crisis. Well, joining us now from Sydney this morning is journalist Aisling Maloney. Aisling, this win for Labour follows a similar swing away from Conservatives in Canada. What's behind this?
G'day, Cian. Yes, indeed. So what we saw in Australia this weekend was quite a stunning victory for the Labour Party. To give people a bit of context, the Labour Party in Australia are currently in government. They are in a minority government with Anthony Albanese as the Prime Minister. They went to the people, asked them if they wanted them to stay on, and the people have said yes, in a stunning victory where they've gained on their last numbers in the House of Representatives in Australia, which has actually never been done before in Australia. A government, as it goes to the people as an incumbent, has never increased its majority. So quite a historical win. And so in that, there's been a lot said about how did they do it? You know, was it a stunning campaign from the Labour Party? Actually, a lot is being said is that they kind of just sat back and hit the balls as they came and that's how they got there, because the Liberal Party had a bungled, backward-looking, negative campaign, and also the Trump effect, which you mentioned a bit there, this move away from conservatism, move away from right-wing politics that we're seeing particularly in the United States. And we saw that with the Canadians over the weekend. There's been a lot of talk about how the Australians and the Canadians have this kind of formed alliance with what they've done here, that the voters had the same idea. Now, of course, President Trump isn't saying that he's going to make Australia the 51st state of America. So there's not that kind of threat to Australia. They're not as exercised against America in any way, shape or form. But there's been a lot of talk about, I suppose, certain culture wars that are kind of taking up a lot of space in the narrative in Australia. And basically, voters don't want that, it seems. They don't want to talk about things that are make people uncomfortable, you know, that put people in awkward positions, that punch down on migrants, on First Nations people. They want to talk about cost of living, housing, healthcare, which, in fairness, the Labour Party hammered home again and again, and the Liberals failed to do so.
So they were certainly the key issues there, but Albanese was able to convince voters that he was a safer pair of hands.
Indeed, yes. I think there was a lot of animosity towards Peter Dutton, who is the leader of the opposition. And as you said, not only did his party do the worst they have ever done in an election, he also lost his seat. So that obviously is a resounding no thank you, Mr. Dutton. Anything he said, basically, Albanese didn't get into it with him. He didn't really get into the culture wars. He didn't, kind of stoop to that level in some ways. And I think a lot of people were kind of scared of what Peter Dutton and the Liberals, under that kind of brand of Liberal getting involved in culture wars, was going to bring about. And it was kind of that, I don't really know what they're going to bring. I'm kind of scared of it. So I'm going to stick with what's been going okay so far. And we're going to stick with what we know. But I will say, Cian, like at the end of 2024, the Labour Party was kind of a little bit in ruins. They were looking at themselves and they were kind of saying, right, do we need a new leader? What are we going to do? They weren't doing well in the polls. And there was kind of a disaffection for Anthony Albanese himself. So they weren't looking very good. Up until about 10 weeks out to this election, they still weren't looking all that strong. But things changed in the campaign. Australians really had to ask themselves, who do I want as my Prime Minister? And I think that's where the Liberals and Peter Dutton really lost out.
Okay, Aisling Maloney, thank you.